Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all go ahead, Brother Johnson. Hello?
Titled Basic Instruction Before Leaving Earth. We're so glad to have all of those who have tuned in to our gospel radio broadcast tonight. We want you to know that this is a worldwide gospel broadcast. We are being broadcast on the internet around the world and at our radio station. For those of you who are on the line with the radio station, we especially want you to know that tonight, as we present the gospel of Christ, the hope of our salvation, that if you have any questions or comments that you need to say or would like to share with us, we also invite you to ask your question or make your comment. We invite you to interrupt our presentation and so that we can answer your question, because what we promise is that all we have is the truth, the whole truth, the naked truth, nothing but the truth. And if you have a Bible question, a question of faith, a question of morality, the Bible has the answer. And we guarantee to give you a Bible answer for your Bible question. We also have this broadcast on Thursday night at the same time, same telephone number, 347-850-8256. We just want you to know that, you know, we want you to be involved and to be on this broadcast so that we might learn and we might build faith, and that if you find that you are not in line with the righteous new covenant will of God, that you have an opportunity to obey the truth before it's everlasting and eternally too late.
Ah.
Jesus said to his disciples in John 8:32, he said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Man needs religious and spiritual freedom today. Freedom from what? Freedom from the condemnation of hell through sin. The only way you can get free from that condemnation is you must have your sins washed away by obedience to the gospel of Jesus Christ in water baptism.
Ah.
That's what the Bible teaches. Many things are being taught in religion today that are not from the Bible.
Mm.
But we're here to teach you what the Bible says. And we also want you to know that whatever is not written in this written revelation of God is not the truth.
Nah.
If it's not written in the Bible, it's not true. There are three people who are being taught, and there are false teachers who are teaching that one can get the Holy Ghost without obedience to the gospel. There are those who teach that one can be saved without baptism for the removal of sin.
Yes.
There are those who believe that one can be saved through confession and prayer.
Mm-hmm.
But we're here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, by the scriptures, that none of those statements are true.
Amen.
They're being taught that there's nothing in a religious name.
Mm.
You can wear whatever religious name you choose to wear. You can obey whatever religious doctrine or faith that you choose to obey. All of the churches, all of the religious doctrines are acceptable to God. Those statements are lies. They are the doctrines of devils, the doctrine of Satan that he has put into the mind of his false ministers. Okay? And you got to understand, that are those philosophies, those principles are not taught in the New Testament will of God.
Amen.
So, you know, we're going to continue this broadcast by the grace of God each and every week. And we invite you to come, learn, ask questions, and be a part of the truth.
Nice.
Obey the truth so that your soul might be saved.
Nice.
Now, we want to also share with you that we're not only telling you about the hope of salvation, but we also warn. We warn the righteous and the unrighteous.
Nice.
That any form, any type of disobedience, disregard, disrespect for the word and the will of God will cause you to be in your sin. And if you die in that state, in that condition, your soul will be lost eternally in hell.
Amen.
Hell is a one-way ticket, ladies and gentlemen. Once you go in, you can't come out.
Amen.
If you die in your sin, you will go to hell.
Amen.
That's the bottom line. Listen, we want to just mention in opening as well, this broadcast is being sponsored and paid for by Congregation of the Lord's Church, the Darien Luke Church of Christ in Houston, Texas, USA.
Nice.
The minister of that congregation, Brother Lewis Parker IV, also one of the ministers on this radio gospel broadcast panel.
Nice.
We want you to know that we appreciate and we thank God for the brethren of that congregation who saw fit to publish and to start this global gospel broadcast program. Myself, Brother Leroy Williams Jr., and Brother James Johnson, co-ministers of the Par Edition Church of Christ in Warden, Texas, USA,
amen,
are very pleased and honored to be a part of this gospel ministry with our brethren. We also have Brother Lewis Parker Jr., a minister of the Church of Christ in Dickinson, Texas, USA, who is also the biological father of Minister Lewis Parker IV.
Nice.
He participates and is one of the speakers in this gospel broadcast ministry.
Nice.
Tonight, we have Brother Ryan Brown serving as a moderator for the program. And for those of you who might have a question or a comment, whenever you decide you want to ask your question, if you're on the telephone, push number one on your telephone keypad, and Brother Brown will cue you into the call so that you can ask your question of any or all of us ministers.
Amen.
We are ministers of the Church of Christ, and we are here to speak the doctrine and the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let's take a pause, ladies and gentlemen and guests, as we go to our Heavenly Father in prayer, beseeching His blessing on this ministry tonight. Righteous God and Holy Father, Jesus Christ, who is the living God and who is the Savior of all men's souls,
amen,
to thee, O God, we bow our heart in humble submission, in thanksgiving, beseeching you, dear God, and thanking you for all of the many blessings of life and spirit that you have provided. We are so thankful that you came down out of love and lived a perfect human life.
Amen.
Died on the cross and gave that perfect life and shed your perfect blood so that the imperfect mankind might have an opportunity and a right to the tree of life by obedience to your gospel of salvation.
Amen.
We must all die to the love and practice of sin.
Amen.
Be buried in the watery grave of baptism in order to receive the removal of our past sin and have the grace of God to continue to cleanse our life and our soul from sin.
Amen.
God,
amen,
we thank you for your word, for your revelation. Every man today, in whatever land or country that he lives, can have access to knowing and hearing and understanding what your will is, dear God.
Amen.
So that men of every nation have an opportunity and a right to be saved.
Amen.
We thank you, dear God, for this radio broadcast and ministry tonight. We pray that everything that we say and everything that is done, that it will be pleasing and acceptable to you. Bless each of us, all of our ministers. Bless all of those faithful ministers of Christ who are preaching and evangelizing around the world. We pray, Heavenly Father, that we will continue to preach your word. Be ready to give every man an answer for the reason of the hope that we have with gentleness and with reverence and respect for your will. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, as I mentioned to you, all we have to offer tonight is the word of truth.
Amen.
Truth is so important in religion today. Hypocrisy and lies are proliferating around the world in religion among mankind because false ministers have been trained to go out with false doctrine and deceive the souls of many.
Man.
But we who are true ministers of the Church of Christ want you to know that God has only one spiritual family.
Man.
The Church of Christ is not physical building or a group, a social group of people who get together to greet, meet, and to socialize with one another. The Church of Christ is a spiritual institution.
Amen.
It is spirit. It is represented in the scriptures as the spiritual body of Christ, the spiritual kingdom of Christ, spiritual church of Christ, the spiritual wife of Christ.
That's it.
It's spirit. It is not flesh and blood.
Amen.
Flesh and blood is not a part of the spiritual body of Christ.
Amen.
Only the spiritual soul of men can enter into the spiritual relationship with Christ as being his body, his wife, his kingdom, his church. So tonight, as we preach the gospel message to you, we pray that you will have your Bibles open, that you will write down the scriptures to go and read over, that you might be attentive to the words of truth tonight. God bless you. At this time, I will turn this broadcast over to Brother James Johnson, my co-minister, who will bring the first message of our gospel tonight. Brother Johnson, you have the floor.
I want to thank Brother William for that presentation about the gospel must be preached around the world.
Amen.
The world don't realize that we're dying every day. We see men just leaving the earth in a handbasket, as Brother Parker would say. Men are dying without the Lord Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Some in the church are dying without the Lord Jesus Christ. They haven't fully surrendered. They haven't fully repented. The Bible says in Matthew 28, verse 18 through 20, he said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things, and lo, I am with you even until the end of the world. Jesus made a proclamation that he would be with his disciples until the end of the world.
Amen.
The gospel must be preached. Only one can preach the gospel is those who have the gospel, who have been taught the truth, can preach the truth. No one can preach the truth unless he's been taught the truth.
Amen.
And Mark the 16th chapter, verse 15 and 16, and he said unto them, go and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. The Bible tells us straight up how to get into Christ.
Amen.
If we want to be saved. But if we don't want to be saved, we'll never find the truth. we will never find the way to the door to the kingdom of God. Without the teaching, without the preaching of the truth, you are lost for eternity.
Amen.
The Bible speaks the truth, and men refuse the truth. But one day, lifting up their eyes in hell, like the rich man did in Luke, the 16th chapter, verses 19 through 31, he was in torment, and anybody that go to hell will be in torment.
Amen.
Head on to that day out. They will not see God face in peace. Romans chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. Why? Because they have not surrendered to Christ's doctrine.
No.
Or Christ's teaching. They went along with false teachers and false brethren. But this Bible teaches the same thing over and over. It doesn't teach anything wrong. It's up to us obeying the truth if we want to be saved.
Man.
And John chapter 8, verse 31 and 32, Jesus said to them Jews, if you, excuse me, let me say it again. In John 8, 31 and 32, Jesus said to them Jews, if you believe on me, if you do what he tells you, you're going to be all right.
Amen.
But if you don't do what Jesus said, you're in trouble. A lot of folks don't want to do what Jesus said. I can't understand that.
Mm.
Jesus wants to save you, but you don't want to be saved. You can't be saved no other way. If you can be saved without Jesus, show me, because I want to see this one. I have seen people tell me they're saved and never obey the gospel. How can you be saved without a Savior?
Amen.
Jesus, the only one on planet Earth, can save you, and yet you won't take the plan with you. You'll walk off and leave it right now. One day we're going to face Jesus.
Yes.
And he's going to call us by the count of the record in the book. What will we say then? Nothing. We ain't going to say a word. God is already judging. But that final judgment is going to come in Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 27. Huh? And when it comes, he's going to judge every man on planet Earth that was born into this world.
Amen.
What we going to say then? Oh, I think about it a many times. Jesus warns us time after time after time. Through other people, by them dying. Now you see what happened to that person. They didn't die in the Lord. See, when you die in the Lord, you got safety. And Revelation 14, verse 13, they who died in the Lord. How did a person die in the Lord? The person had to be baptized into Christ to die in the Lord. Acts chapter 2 and 38, the 47. If you've never been baptized into Christ, you have not surrendered to Christ. The will of Christ is for all men to be baptized into him. If we do not do it the way he said it, we're going to be lost. In Galatians chapter 3 and verse 27, for as many of you have been baptized into Jesus Christ, have put on Christ.
Amen.
We got a lot of folks don't want to do it. I don't know why. It's not hard. What the problem is, I don't want to follow God. So I don't do it.
All right.
Because if I want to follow God, there ain't nothing on planet Earth can stop me from doing it.
Amen.
Nobody can stop you from being saved. You only one can do it. If you want to be saved, you will obey. If you don't, you won't.
Amen.
You can't get before God and say, well, so-and-so blocked me from being saved. No, God ain't going to hear that. Because there's too many people in the world of ministers of God can baptize you any time, any hour of the night, and you can be saved the same hour you hear the word of God.
Amen.
And Jeremiah 22 and verse 29, he said, oh, earth, 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 hear the word of the Lord.
Yes.
Men do not want to hear the word of the Lord no more. They want to hear the words of men. In Romans 10:17, so faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Men said no. God said yes. God said, you got to hear what I got to say. Can be saved. But folks choose to go to hell.
Amen.
And there's a whole lot of folks are on their way to hell. Billions are on their way to hell.
Amen.
Just look at the Catholic group. Look at the Methodist group. Look at the Baptist group. Look at the Jehovah's Witness group. Look at the Presbyterian, Scientology, all of these groups, Mary Baker Eddy, all of them are on their way to hell.
Amen.
Because if they do not surrender to Christ and obey the doctrine of Christ, they're on their way to hell.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what they say or what they do. The Bible still is the answer. And if we don't go by the scripture, we're going to be lost.
Amen.
Just plain and simple. The Apostle Paul said in Romans 1 and verse 15 through 17, he said, for so much is in me, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to them that believe it, first to the Jews and also to the Greeks. But therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. Not a whole lot of folks dying and going to hell because they refuse the Bible. They refuse the truth. They will not exhort the word of God in their life. But one day, we're going to stand before the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The Bible still is the convicted book. It is a book of many books. It is 66 books in one book, 27 in the New Testament, 39 in the Old Testament, 66 books in one book, 1,189 chapters in the entire Bible. Oh, we are in trouble with God. Oh, look at the world today. Oh, look at it today. It is dying in sin. The world will not repent. The generations are gone forever. The generations are dying because they won't listen to God. God said, repent and be baptized. He tells us every day, repent and be baptized. The Bible tells us in John chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. There was a man of the Pharisee named Nicodemus, came to Jesus by night. We know that thou art a teacher that come from God. No man can do these miracles except God be with him. Jesus said, verily, verily, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. But Nicodemus said, how can a man be born again when he's old? Jesus said, he must be born again. But Nicodemus was wondering about something. How can a man be born again when he's old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb? Jesus said, verily, verily, except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, cannot enter the kingdom of God. Oh, he's not going to let you see it, and he's not going to let you in. Why? Because you won't obey. Oh, we got to obey the word of God. We got to obey it and do what he tells us. We are living in the last days. Every day is the last day. How many times we going to live on planet and never obey God? God is holy. God is righteous. God is everlasting to everlasting to everlasting without end. God covers the globe. God is rich in mercy. God is all-powerful in all nations, and yet we won't repent of the deeds that we have done. We need to repent. Galatians chapter 6, verse 1. We are Christians, we need to repent and get it straight with God. And if we are alien sinners, we need to repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is a gift from God and not from man. Man is dying in sin. The preacher trying to preach him into heaven, it'll never work. Man will not see God face to face. You do not obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are living in the last days. We are living in troublesome times. We are living in a world full of hypocrisy. The world is pretending that they love Jesus, but all the time they hate him because they won't obey the will. And John 14:15, if you love me, keep my commandments. Oh, the Bible is in trouble. The people are in trouble with the Bible. Bible on earth, man won't take it and receive it. Oh, we're going to face judgment one day. What will we do then? We're already at the door. Sometime I wonder how long God going to put up with it. But I see God's hand working, and his mercy is secure. Oh, if we have no mercy, God said, I won't have no mercy on you. James chapter 2 and verse number 13. God's word is powerful. God's word is rich in mercy. God's word will never fail. God's word is on planet Earth. God's word will tell us what to do. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. We got a question. We got a question coming in.
All right,
I have a
bring
question.
It on here.
Are you there?
I'm here. I'm here. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I have in the company of a visitor visiting me, and
uh-huh.
He was informed by another Protestant minister that there was a lot of dancing when Jesus was alive, and a lot of instruments and harps and everything. And there were in the Old Testament, but not in the New. He said New too, but he didn't provide any scriptures. But I don't know if he was even. Did you ask him for scriptures?
Yeah, he said.
In Ecclesiastic, there is music. Do you know anything?
Yeah.
In the
Old Testament, you're talking about?
What?
Mm-hmm. Are you talking about? You talking about the Old Testament?
Is there any dance in the New Testament? I haven't come across any. Are you there? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
I haven't come across any.
Keep breaking up.
What's the problem? Oh, let me go to a different location. I don't know any dancing in the New Testament. In the scriptures. Are there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Did you hear my question?
Yes, you said something about the Old Testament. You want to know
is
about
there
the
any dancing in the New Testament in scripture?
No, the New Testament does not require instrument music. It requires that you to sing with the fruit of your lips.
Okay, hold on.
Can you hear me?
Are you saying anything?
Hello?
Yeah?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
In the New Testament, the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse number 19, he's the author of spiritual sacrifice and saying and making melody in your heart to the Lord. He did not say play no instruments at all in the New Testament. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I heard you.
In Colossians chapter 3 and verse 16, he says it again, verse 16 and 17. He says, offer up spiritual sacrifice, making melody in your heart to the Lord. There's
okay.
No instruments involved. In Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 12, he says it again about offering up the fruit of your lips. He's not mentioning nothing about an instrument. When we bring an instrument into the worship service, we are adding to God's word. In Revelation chapter 22 and verse 18 and 19, the Bible says, don't add to the word or take away from the word.
Okay. What about
in Hebrews 13 and verse 5 says, offer up spiritual sacrifice. In James chapter chapter 5, I believe, in verse 13, it talks about singing, but it never talks about an instrument in the New Testament.
Does he not say something about for every season there's for every time there's a season? Wait a minute, let me go get
it. Sir, listen to me again. I'm telling you what the book says. Nowhere in the New Testament says make instrument music with singing with instrument music. It's telling you to sing from the heart. I'm talking, when I say the heart, it's talking about what's in your head coming through your mouth. It does not tell you to play anything in the New Testament. All of that was done under the old covenant, but we are under a better covenant.
Okay, so you did.
Go ahead.
That was in the Old Testament, but you're dealing with the New Testament. Is that correct?
That's exactly right.
Okay. And it doesn't say in Ecclesiastes, to everything there is a season, a time to sow, a time to reap, a time to let.
That's still in the Old Testament. And the book of Ecclesiastes is still talking about that's in the Old Testament. The New Testament tells you what to do. And Matthew 26 and 30, Jesus then sung a hymn.
Mm.
And Mark 14 and 26, Jesus and them sung a hymn.
Amen.
They did not use instruments or music. See, the Lord had a new design set up. The Zion is your voice. And everything that you do for the Lord is from your head piece, the heart of the mind, of the soul, not by instrument. You make a prayer instrument. That's not what God wants you to do in his services.
Okay, sir. Okay. Okay. This gentleman I'm dealing with, I'm doing something for him. Have you ever heard of the Grand March?
The Grand March?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard of it, the way you're saying it.
Huh?
What y'all do there? Y'all, what y'all do? Play
estimation
problem?
No, it's a march of unity.
Oh, okay. Well, in the Lord's church, we either use our voice or we don't sing at all.
Okay.
That's the way the church is set up. Okay. It's been set up like that over a period of 2,000 years or better. And we follow the Bible and the Bible only. If God would have authorized instruments in the church today, we would have them today.
Amen.
But he did not authorize it. He said sing, S-I-N-G, and not P-L-A-Y.
What is your name?
Have to let the Old Testament alone and go with the New Testament.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is that more understandable?
Yes, sir. What is your name?
Okay. Oh, what's my name? My name is Brother James Johnson.
James Johnson?
James Johnson.
Okay.
J-O-H-N-S-O-N.
Okay. Reverend Johnson, thank you, sir. I'm doing a documentary, and I'm doing research, and this brother, he's 72 years old, and... He found a dance that they did in ancient Egypt or in Kemet, and it's a dance of unity. And that's what we're dealing with.
I gave you enough scripture to prove whether he's 72 or 22. If he's
okay.
bringing anything in the service of the Lord, it's not right. You've got to go by the scriptures and the scriptures only.
Amen.
You see, in Hebrew 13, it talks about music, but it doesn't say play an instrument. And Hebrew chapter 2 and verse 12 talks about singing. It does not offer no instruments. You've got to sing. The Lord said sing.
Amen.
Now, if you want to do what the Lord says, you're going to do what he says. But if you want to follow the tradition of men, then you're out of whack. Men,
okay.
Now let's just sing up. God said sing. Now, who's right, God or man?
God. Amen.
God.
Now, God is right, because God said sing. We're not telling you to do something that God didn't tell you not to do. We're telling you what God said to do. God said sing, not play. He want to hear our voices. He don't care how we sound, long as it sounds right to him, and we do it the way he said do it. Do we want to impress others? We want to impress people. We're not in the business in the Church of Christ to impress nobody.
Mm-hmm.
We are in the business of impressing Christ with anything.
Amen.
See, Christ is the one that's going to get the glory, not man. If I hadn't served man, I quit the business now.
Mm.
Follow Christ's way. You can't go wrong.
Amen.
Just surrender to Christ, whether that man's 72 or 82, tell him to surrender to Christ and do it Christ's way. And I guarantee you, he'll come out the winner.
Thank you, sir. Amen. I appreciate you sharing that with me,
yes,
Reverend Johnson. Okay.
All right.
I'm going to give you back.
Question? Any
Thank
other
you.
Question?
No,
right.
That's good. Thank you.
All right. Well, if anybody else on the line, Brother Brown, let us know. We'll stop in the middle of the sermon and keep getting up. As I said earlier, so many people are confused on the music, on the Lord's table. Some people want to take it when they want to take it.
Yeah.
But the Bible says every Lord's Day. We got 52 Sundays, and God said take it. Now, I ain't got nothing to do with what your congregation says. I'm talking about what the Lord says.
Amen.
That's who is in charge of me. When the Lord says something, we to respond to it.
Yeah.
We don't need to be arguing and fussing and fighting. Well, I think we ought to do it this way. I think, well, no, it ain't going that way. God said sing. He didn't say play.
Amen.
He said sing, S-I-N-G. Now, I don't know how you do it. He said sing and not play. But we want to bring an instrument to sound good. To ourselves, because it don't sound good to the Lord.
Amen.
See, he didn't want it, and he got rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
See, in the New Testament, he said sing.
Amen.
And they sung a hymn in the New Testament. Now we got folk on bringing all of that instrument to entertain one another. We're not on Hollywood stage. We're not at the summit. We're at the Lord's services. And we ought to do the Lord's will.
Nice.
See, if man go back to the book like they did in the days of Nehemiah, they'll find the answer to the New Testament problem. But we don't want to do what God said. We want to do what we want to do. I think we ought to play. Well, what you think don't fit with God's plan.
Amen.
We got to seek out and search out what God said to do.
Yes.
We don't want to seek no more, brother. We don't want to study no more. We don't want to do nothing but play religion, play church now.
Right?
They say play house now.
Yeah.
You know, like a lot of folk want to commit adultery, so they play house. They shack up.
Amen.
And they play house. Or we'll try it out for a little while and see if that's okay. It's still wrong. It's still sin.
Amen.
And God won't tolerate it. Either married or not.
Amen.
There's no pretending to be married. Either you married to the lady or you're not married to her. That's the way God set it up. He set up marriage the right way, but we take it the wrong way. I want to live with her. I don't care what Brother Johnson, Brother Williams say. I'm going to live with her anyway. Well, go to hell with her, too, because you're going to step on your head anyway.
Amen.
Because you ain't doing the way God said it. God said do something, we get mad with God. But one day we're going to ask for all of this stuff that we have done on planet Earth if we have not repented.
Amen.
You got to repent. I'm talking about a Christian got a chance to repent in Galatians 6:1. But an alien sinner got to repent and be baptized. And that's just the way it is.
Amen.
We need to surrender and do it God's way and leave the rest of that junk in the world.
Yes.
Music belongs in the world, Brother William.
Yes.
God said sing.
Amen.
What's wrong with it? We don't know the difference now? Yeah, we know the difference. We ain't going to do what God said. God says sing, and we said play. No, that ain't what God said. He said sing. God still got that in the book today.
Still true.
Huh? And it ain't changing. I don't care what Bible you go get. The King James or the New King James, it still says F-I-N-G. Sing.
Amen.
What's wrong with singing? You want to do it God's way, or you're going to do it the devil's way? See, the devil bringing everything. He don't care what it is.
Yeah.
To destroy the religion thing, he'll tear it up.
Mm-hmm.
People want to run this back into the Old Testament. But I had to straighten them out, brother. They got to know.
Amen.
See, we got to straighten people out sometimes. Show them what is wrong. They want to call you all kind of names. You try to straighten that out. They don't want to listen to that. They so honorable, the humble towards man, but God is reverend. And we don't want to call him reverend.
Mm.
You know what? Ain't that awful strange?
Man is not reverend.
You know what? That's awful strange.
Mm-hmm.
We can call Mr. Leroy, but we never call Jesus Mr. Christ.
No.
Huh? And he's a high authority, and we call him Christ.
Yeah.
But we can call you Mr. Leroy, and you just a man.
Yeah.
And we can call you Mr. Leroy and call him Christ.
Reverend.
And we can call you reverend. And that almost stand for Mr., and we still go along with it.
Mm.
Huh?
No.
But God said in Job chapter 32 and verse 21 and 22, he said, I will not give man flattering titles. I know my maker will soon come and take me away. So I won't give man flattering titles. Why? Because man don't deserve that. God deserves it.
Amen.
The Bible says in Psalms 133 and verse 1, ye are called brethren. But we don't want to hear that no more. We want to be all called reverends now. Even the women want to be called reverends.
Yep.
And pastors.
Yep.
And bishops.
Mm-hmm.
And elders.
Yes.
But the Bible condemns it.
Amen.
The woman has to be married to an elder.
Yes.
One husband to an elder. How can a woman be a husband to an elder?
Can't
be. I showed that to a woman last year, and she got mad. She used to call me handsome all the time. I said, lady, you can call me whatever you want, but you still is not a pastor. You a lady.
Amen.
Your husband can be one if he's in the Lord's church, but you can't. And she got mad.
Mm.
I don't see that right. Are you going to call God a lie, lady? It is right there in the book, and I showed it to you. Yeah, you are. Anytime you deny, you call them a lie. Just say it like this. I said, a woman can't be a deacon either.
Nope.
Well, what can they be? They can be married to them.
Mm-hmm.
Women ought to have children, have preachers, have the pastors and when they get older. But I only read nowhere where God said a woman is supposed to be a pastor. But we got more pastor women than we do men.
A whole lot of them.
And I mean, they bold with it. Hey, I'm pastor so-and-so. And get all cute with it.
I was called
a priest. God woke me up one night in a spiritual dream, and I next thing I was standing in front of a crowd of people at a pulpit. You're lying. God never did that.
Amen.
God never did that. If God didn't call you from the book, you ain't called. And God did not even call Paul to preach until he obeyed the gospel. The gospel had to come first.
Amen.
But now people say they are already preachers, and they ain't even obeyed the gospel.
Mm.
That's a devil's lie, and they know it ain't true.
Amen.
Satan has set them up, and you go out to be a preacher. And I'll back you up. And then when you run up on the right preacher, then the devil start running. Well, let me get on waiting here. Because, see, he know too much Bible for me. You see, you got to put the scriptures on them heavy. You got to drop it on them like a hot potato. Because they think that they're getting away with it. But all that day coming, Brother William, when men and women going to see the hand of God knocking them down, they're going down. Just keep on preaching the word. Watch what's going to happen.
Amen.
God's going to knock some folks down on their knees. They're going to beg God, oh, if you save me. But God can't save you. Go repent.
May be too late.
Oh, they got to be knocked down, Brother William. God said, I'm going to send my ministers out now. They better preach that book or I'm going to knock them down.
Amen.
Let's tell them like it is. The Bible said we are brethren, Matthew 23, verse 8 and 9.
Yes.
Call no man your father upon the earth. Talk about religion.
Amen.
We got the people that call the Catholic father and all that old foolishness.
Methodist
and all that. They fathers and all that. The Bible condemns it.
Amen.
And they still won't listen to God. They dying in their sins. The funeral home pick them up, and the soul go to God, and God starts judging, looking at it.
Hey, yes.
In my kingdom. You know what? I like the way Jesus said to Nicodemus. He said, I'm not going to even let you see. Do you know a man cannot see the kingdom of God on the outside of the kingdom? God won't even open the door to let him in.
Amen.
And the Bible tells me he got to be born again.
Must
guess what?
Be.
He won't do it.
Must be
baptized. And when you be baptized, the kingdom is open to you.
Amen.
But we got folks refuse the kingdom of God and going to hell.
Amen.
It is so sad. You end up in hell because you won't obey God. And you know better.
Yeah.
But you won't do it. We got folks dying, and that's what God said. I'll fix it. See, Brother William, God is so tired of it. He'll let it go so long. And one day, God said, I'm finna start dropping. I'm finna call them out. He said, I'm finna call them. My wrath is on those who will not obey me.
Amen.
God said, I'm not gonna remove my wrath. Anything happen to you on the freeway, highways, and anything, it's meant to happen. Why? Because you won't do what I tell you to do.
All right.
Oh, God got the answer, Brother William. We got to do what God tells us.
Amen.
You got to repent and be baptized. See, when we repent and be baptized, the Lord said, I'll give you the Holy Spirit. You got to hold on to that Holy Spirit.
Amen.
All your life. You got to hold on to it. You can't drift in and drift out. We got a lot of folks drifting in the church and drifting out of the church. Why, Brother William? Because they're refusing God. Satan studies showing good-looking things. He studies showing pretty things.
Yeah.
But it's all nothing but a fake.
Amen.
Ain't nothing but a fake, Brother William. You look at it real close, you take a jewelry that you look on your arm. Ain't nothing but a fake. Go put it under some acid. It'll crumble up.
Yeah.
It won't stand the test. Why? Because God already told you. Stay with me, you'll pass the test.
Amen.
All you got to do is follow Christ every day. Get up Christ on your mind. Lay down with him on your mind.
Faithful.
Amen. Be faithful unto death or into death. See, Christ say, I will be with you even in death.
Amen.
Psalms 48 verses 12 through 14. He said, I'll be with you. He said in Psalm 23, he said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not walk. He's making me to lie down in green pasture. Though I walk, Brother William, through the valley of the shadows of death, I fear no evil. Who is with you then? God.
Amen.
You see, you can walk in death right on into heaven. Drop the body and walk on into heaven.
Yeah.
But if you refuse to do what God says, you drop the body and walk on into hell.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Amen.
Oh, God got it all set up, Church of Christ. See, flesh and blood can't go to heaven.
Can't do it.
Can't go there. So you got to come out the body.
Amen.
You come out the body clean, like he said in Ephesians chapter 5, beginning at verse 26 to 28, he said, coming back for a church without a spot or a wrinkle. It has to be clean.
Amen.
What
does
clean mean in that book? It means he got to be baptized into Christ.
Free from sin. Amen.
Oh, if he's not free from sin, Brother William, he's going straight to hell.
Amen.
One sin can destroy everything you ever dreamed of. One sin. Okay, God didn't say sin is one sin. And Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. But
amen.
The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. We got to go back to the book and find the answers.
Yes.
We got to search the scriptures. See if we are doing what God says. If we're following the scripture, you can't miss heaven.
Amen.
Heaven is right before your face. You know, I look up in the sky, some brother William, sometimes. I said, Lord, I can see your face clear by the eyes of faith. Huh?
All right.
You see, the people don't see that. Why? Because they're not listening to God. God said, I've got something for you that you never had. I'm going to give you heaven if you obey my will.
Amen.
Because I'll give it to you. Huh?
Yes.
But we don't want that either. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness shall be added unto thee.
Amen.
Matthew 6:33. Luke 12:29-32. He said, I'm willing to give it to you, little children, but you got to do something and obey me, and I'll see that you get it.
Amen.
If you don't obey me, you can't go to heaven. You must obey God.
Yes.
Not the preacher. Obey God, the one that can save you. Because God saving the preacher if he have obeyed his will.
Amen.
If he haven't obeyed his will, the preacher go to hell.
That's right.
It ain't no different than the preacher and me. We got to realize that. I've heard some of my brethren say this. Well, when I get to heaven, I'm going to tell God I told you and I told you. I said, no, sir, you ain't told me nothing. I already heard the message. You ain't got to tell God anything.
Amen.
I heard the message. Oh, God is waiting on me to do the message.
Yes.
I had to quit Brother Robinson on that. He said that a lot of times. I said, Harry, do you know what you're saying? But you said God don't know what he's doing. And my brother-in-law said, you right, Doctor. I said, God already knows what you did. You ain't got to tell him anything. You better be trying to get there yourself.
Amen.
Don't be talking about what you did for God. You ain't did nothing for God. God could turn this whole world around if he wants to. But he's giving man a choice to make up his mind to get it right on planet Earth.
Amen.
If you don't get it right down there, you sure can't get it right up there. You can't even see it. Jesus told Nicodemus, you can't even see it.
Yes.
He said, not only see it, you can't even enter in it.
Nope.
So that lets me know you got to be baptized into Christ. See, you know, the reason why Christ ain't came back yet, there's a few saints still on earth.
Yes.
That's the only thing that was holding back. If this whole world was corrupt, Brother William, it would cause God to die to destroy it.
Amen.
It would cause him to die. Just destroy the whole planet and forget it. And go on and set up in his kingdom. Say, well, I gave them a chance, and they didn't take it. Just like in the days of Noah.
Yeah.
Gave him a chance, Brother William.
Amen.
100 years, if that ain't long enough, Brother William. I don't know what you call it.
Mm.
He gave him a chance. He told Noah that I want you to build an ark of gopher wood.
Yes.
And Noah built the ark of gopher wood. That's the antitype of the church. And those folks refused God, and they went to hell in the water.
God in the sea.
They couldn't get it right. God put his seal on the boat. Open the door of the boat. They were begging, Noah, open it. Please, let us in. Noah, if I can't do it, it's too late. That's when God's going to do it. When Jesus comes back, he's going to say it's too late. He's going to lift the kingdom up.
Yeah.
And that's it. And you ain't in it, you can't get in it. God is studying, saying, come on to me. Come to me, and I'll give you life.
Yeah.
I can give it to you. The devil said, come to me, and we'll run to him. And he said, the devil say, I know I can't give him life, but I can give him hell. Huh?
Yeah.
He said, I can give him hell, and he's doing a good job of it.
Amen.
Go to the graveyard, take a look at it. Many fallen by the wayside. Many are dying in sin.
Yeah.
Many are going to hell. Why? Because they refuse God. When we refuse the Savior of the world, you know, Jesus didn't die in vain. Don't ever think that. Jesus died for all mankind. But all mankind will not be saved because men choose not to obey the will of God.
Amen.
That's the problem.
Amen.
It ain't just that Jesus can't save. Jesus will not save in sin. He set up a plan for you to do, and you're missing it by a mile and a half. Because you're missing the water.
Amen.
The water and the blood go together.
That's right.
It's just like bleaching water. You want your clothes clean. You can't pour the bleach in there, and the water don't do nothing about it. See, the water mixes in with the bleach.
Yeah.
And it cleans your clothes.
That's right.
And the same thing Christ did with his blood. He mixed it in with the water, and it cleaned your soul up.
Yes.
That's what God wants back is the soul.
Amen.
And we won't give it to him. Why? Because we said the devil got a better offer. And what he got to offer, Brother Will? Nothing but stuff on earth.
Amen.
And when it's burned up, Peter said in 2 Peter 3, verse 9 and 10, it's going to burn up what you got then.
Yep.
Nothing.
Denied
is all the way. It's gone. What you got then? See, we need to ask ourselves that sometimes. But you know what, brother? The reason why people don't ask themselves that because Satan started using that.
Yeah.
Until they almost in the graveyard. And then Satan said, I ain't got to use it no more.
Mm-hmm.
I got you now.
Amen.
But if you turn to God's side, God said, just keep following me. I'm taking you up the ladder. You're coming out of the body.
Yeah.
That is taking you up. Come on here. Just keep the eyes on me.
Amen.
Just keep looking up. When you know anything, you up in heaven. Why? How did you get there? By faith.
Amen.
Trusting in the Lord. The Lord said, I got some faith. And when you know what, I can just imagine. When I see those people on Hollywood showing all their material goods, Brother Will. But when I have a dream of God, heaven, and I look up there, I said, oh, I could be sitting in the finest home in heaven. Because Jesus said, I will build you a home that you don't even have to pay for.
Amen.
All you ain't got to pay no electric bill no more, Brother William.
Because
you got lights forever.
Mm-hmm.
Lights will never go out.
Yeah.
See, we don't pay any lights here. These people don't pay any lights here. They cut them off.
Yeah.
But Jesus said, I got something greater than that.
Yeah.
He said, I got something greater than the light bill.
Yeah.
He said, I'm the light that lights up the world. Oh, Lord have mercy. Only if we come out of darkness. He said, you come out of sin, I'll light your way. He said, I light your way. In Psalm 119, 105, Jesus said, I am a lamp under thy feet and a light under thy path. Oh, Lord, have mercy. They're going to light right there. Do you see the light is shining on us? The light is shining.
Amen.
He lights it, Brother Will. Ain't no light. Oh, we sometimes they blow out. But Jesus' light will never blow out.
Amen.
And once you get to heaven, you have passed a test that you never thought you could pass.
Well,
you thought you couldn't do it. Sometimes you have doubts. But God said, oh, no. You got to follow me even in death. You got to follow me through trials and tribulation. But I'm going to walk with you now.
Amen.
Don't worry about it. I'm going to carry you through. I'm going to bring you through. Sometimes you're going to cry. Sometimes you're going to laugh, Brother William. But sometimes you're going to shed some tears. No one of sin but God in you. But you just keep right on stepping.
Amen.
When you do anything, you can say, oh, I made it to the Lamb. I made it to the Lamb. My lesson Sunday, are you ready to meet the Lamb? All right. Are you ready to meet the Lamb? Revelation 19, verse 7 through 9.
All right.
Are you ready to meet the Lamb? Jesus is the Lamb. John 1, 29.
Amen.
Oh, are you prepared to meet the Lamb? Luke chapter 12, and verse 26 to 27. Are you ready to meet the Lamb? Jesus is the Lamb.
Amen.
We can meet the Lamb now, Brother William. The Lamb has shed his blood.
Yeah.
Oh, we got the Lamb now. The Lamb is the Word of God. Huh? All we got to do is follow it. Stay with the book.
Amen.
The book is right. Oh, there's so many people won't follow the Lamb. We need to be strong in the faith. Quit talking about I can't do it. Oh, God, understand. No, I don't work with God.
Amen.
You're not faithful, but don't work with God.
Amen.
He said you got to be faithful unto death. Hebrews chapter 10 and 25.
Yeah.
And Acts 20 and verse number 7. We got to be faithful to our God. We got a whole lot of folk in the church that ain't even faithful to their God. They'll miss Wednesday night service, Brother William.
Yes.
But I'm determined, if I'm not sick tomorrow night, I'll be there.
Yes.
With bells on me.
All right.
Oh, yeah, I'll be there if the Lord says tomorrow night. Because this Bible still reads the same. True, and it ain't going to change.
Amen.
So many people are missing the word because they won't listen to God.
Yes.
God trying to help us. God trying to help us, Brother William. Why don't we listen? Because we don't want to.
Mm.
Not that we can't. We don't want to.
All right.
But time is running out.
Amen.
Oh, time is running out, Brother William. You went to two funerals on the same day.
Yeah.
God letting you know right there, I'm coming back.
Yeah.
If you're not in my kingdom when I come, don't try to get in then. It's too late. Don't let God catch you undressed, what I'm talking about.
Amen.
Don't let your spirit be naked before God because you can't come in the kingdom. There's a many folks crying right now in the grave.
Yes.
Crying, says, Lord, spare me. But I can't do it. Why, Lord? Because you didn't do what I told you. You messed around too long.
Yes.
You didn't do what I said. I said, get ready for the Lamb. The Lamb is on his way.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the Lamb. You're going to hear it Sunday, Brother Will. I'm going to bring it all the way live. I want some people to hear it. I'm going to preach it loud like I ain't never preached it before. Are you ready to meet the Lamb? If you ain't ready, you better get ready.
Amen.
Oh, we better get ready, Brother William. The Lamb is on his way, and the Lamb is Jesus Christ. I looked up the word, what it meant. It meant Jesus Christ. Oh, Brother William, we don't know how precious God is, and we don't know where salvation is until we learn it for ourselves. We got it now, and we don't have to worry about those preachers talking about us out there, Brother Scott and Brother Brinkley and all this. We got the Lamb.
Amen.
If they ain't got the Lamb, they in hell right now.
Yes.
They got to get the Lamb, and they won't repent, Brother William. And if they don't repent, in Galatians chapter 6, verse 1, they going to hell too.
Got to bow down.
Got to give it up.
Amen.
So you got to repent. It doesn't matter if you're a preacher or not. You got to repent if you claim to be in the Lord's family. If you don't repent and you die in your sin, you had it.
Amen.
You got a lot of folks don't want to repent. Oh, I do you wrong, but you got to repent. But you don't have to repent. That's not what the Bible teaches.
Amen.
If you have a fault with your brother, you can go to him and get it straight. We tried. They didn't want to get it straight.
No.
Now it's too late. They sitting over there suffering. Why? God told them they come suffer for it. Why, Lord? Because they would repent.
Amen.
That's the key to the Bible. Repent. And we sit here acting silly with one another. We're so hypocritical. It's unreal, Brother William.
Yeah.
We play rowing an act in the Bible shouldn't be done in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
We play rowing now. We say, oh, I'll get away with it. You're lying. I don't care if you're 92 or 192. You're not going to get away with it until you repent. And you got to repent towards your brethren.
Amen.
Not just get down on your knees and talk to God. God said you got to go get it straight with your brethren.
Amen.
And you won't get it straight with us, you're going to hell with the crowd.
Yeah.
If our folks in the church think they're getting away with it, Brother, we look at the Bible content and show God to show you the way out.
Yeah.
God will show you. If I would have had a fight with you, Brother William, I'd be ready to tell you I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I don't want to leave. I don't want to go to hell because of what sin. I could have gotten straight. All I had to do is come to you and humble myself before God. Said, Brother William, I'm sorry. Now, if you don't forgive me, that's your business and God's business. But God won't forgive you.
Amen.
You see, that's our problem today. We don't want to forgive one another.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're going to pay for it.
Amen.
If we don't get it straight down here, God said, I'll make you pay for it. You get it straight one way or the other.
Mm.
And it's sad the way we live it now. We got three congregations counting up, and four can't get it right.
Mm.
Can't get it right, Brother William. Why? Because we don't have the love of God in us.
That's it.
That's what I'm talking about.
Sin in the way.
The sin would tear up the church if you don't watch it.
Yes, sir.
You've got to be faithful to God.
Faithful.
All the way, not part of the way, not halfway, all the way, or God won't accept none of it.
Amen.
We've got to get it right before we leave here. Oh, I'm going to bring a lesson that's going to be powerful and dynamite. I got another lesson, Brother Wee. Where will the church go? I got another one. Where is it going now?
The Word of God.
If God ain't in that plan with that church, that church going to hell.
Amen. The Word is powerful.
The Word is powerful, and it is true, Brother Wee. And we better get it right. I'm praying every day to stay right with God. And I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. I don't want to hurt my brother's feelings. I don't even want to hurt the man on my outside. But if I tell it what God said and he don't accept it, ain't nothing I can do for him.
Amen.
But our brethren, it's so sad. Our brethren in the church is living now.
Mm.
It's so sad, Brother William.
Hypocrisy. Unfaithful.
We still won't get it right.
Unfaithful.
Oh, we call in other brothers to preach for us. And they ain't right.
Amen.
That's sad, Brother William.
Yeah.
Why are we headed? Are we headed up or are we headed down?
All right.
Most of us are going down because we're not listening to God. God said, get in my word and take it.
Mm-hmm.
Take all the medicine you can get out of this book.
Amen.
Read it. Study it. Examine it.
He'll get healed
from it.
Yes.
Proclaim the gospel.
Amen.
Of Christ and live it daily. Regardless of what people say about you. They're going to talk about you anyway.
Yeah.
Your old brethren in the church looking in your face and talking about you behind your back.
Mm.
Stabbing you in the back.
Mm.
But he say he's your brother.
Well.
Oh, we got a lot of trouble in the church, Brother William.
Amen.
Oh, we got to clean this up. Sisters and brothers need to clean it up.
Yes.
Oh, they don't want to hear the truth. But, oh, the Bible tell it like this. Oh, God tell it so plain and so magnificent. And we still act ignorant and miss the mark. Oh, how troubled we are.
Evil.
No wonder we so troubled, Brother William. We sometimes can't lay out at night.
Mm.
Why? Because we won't listen to God. God said, I got something for you.
Yeah.
I want you to learn me.
Salvation.
Take a you can learn of me. Oh, and we won't even do that, Brother
salvation.
William.
Salvation?
Salvation is free, Brother William, and we won't even take the salvation.
Mm.
Oh, God said, he said, my name is above every name, and we won't take the real name.
Don't
we'll take
name.
A false name.
Yeah.
We'll take a name from the Catholic to the Baptist to the Methodist, Jehovah Witness, and their name is not nothing in God's eyes. God won't even accept them.
Amen.
You see, he won't even accept them. But people are still staying in it. I don't see nothing wrong. I don't see. But what did God say? That's what's going
to
count at the judgment, Brother.
No other name.
No other name can save you.
But Christ.
But Jesus Christ our Lord. And we still following along with the Baptist church. But we're going to hell in the Baptist church.
Amen.
We're going to hell in the Catholic church. We're going to hell in the Seventh-day Adventist church.
Amen.
The Presbyterian, the Jehovah Witness, the Seventh-day Adventist. Christian Science. Are we going to hell in all of these churches, Brother William? We won't get it right. God can get it right on planet Earth. We get mad with God. Brother William, how trouble we are.
Yes.
Oh, God looking at us daily.
Mm-hmm.
And we won't. And we just stand there and look up in the sky sometimes and don't even say, Lord, have mercy.
Well,
we just look at it. We see his face shine and glow, and we won't even say have mercy. We'll cut him out. We'll talk about it, but we won't say the right thing about it.
All right.
When something happened, the first thing, I wonder why God let that happen.
Well,
I wonder how come I got this. How come I got to sit like this? How come I got to be in a wheelchair? How come I got to do this, do that?
You know, I
take a look at it, wrong for saying it.
Yeah.
You ought to be thankful that you can do something.
Amen.
If it ain't nothing but say, have mercy.
Mm-hmm.
We won't even say that.
Well,
it's so sad, Brother William. It's pitiful. And our own brethren in the churches of Christ today won't repent. They just not determined to repent. God said repent.
Amen.
You know what, Brother William? This whole world, I'll be honest with you, we all need to repent.
Amen.
Because you know what? Sin don't stop running because we don't do nothing about it.
Amen.
It's still running. And it's challenging us to see if we're going to repent.
It's killing
our souls.
Amen.
And we don't even see it sometimes. When we know anything, we land flat on our back.
Yeah.
Dead as a doorknob in sin. And can't get up out the bed.
Too late.
God said, this is it. You should have got it right.
Hmm.
Then we begging God, please give me another chance. I'll do what you say. And sometimes God's so lenient, he'll do it. And then we turn our back and stab him.
Hmm.
And he the one got us up. Satan said, oh, well, I'm sure I'm going to beat him up now. He's up, but I'm going to bring him to his knees. When he falls to his knees, God said, I'm not lifting him up no more. Why? Because you made a vow to me and you didn't keep it.
All right.
And you messed it up. Now you're going to suffer for it. And look at the church today, Brother William.
Yeah.
The church back in the 70s and 60s and 50s and 40s was growing leaps and bounds.
Yeah.
Now you just can't baptize one a year.
Maybe.
Maybe one. You go almost 10 years preaching the same gospel, and people refuse to obey.
Amen.
It's so sad. And then we got some refuse to be in the assembly.
Yeah.
Just determined not to come.
Mm.
Come when they feel like it. Well, you know, God understands. Oh, sure he do. Well,
yeah.
Oh, he understands. I know he understands you're going to hell.
Amen.
And you're going to lose your soul by missing the assembly. God has a plan for us to get it right. But you know what? I have to say this, Brother William, but I got to say it. We, as members of the body of Christ, rob our own selves of blessing.
Amen.
God, sometimes I want to give you a blessing beyond your degree, but I can't give it to you. Why, Lord? You won't do what I told you.
You refuse God.
You refuse me.
Amen.
And I'm here to save your life.
Amen.
I'll give you eternal life.
Eternal life.
Now, my Brother William, eternal life and life is two different things. Eternal life is to save your life.
Amen.
And you don't even want that.
Spirit.
You don't even want God's spirit. What do you want from God?
Well.
What do you want from God? I said the devil. The devil got everything out here on this earth for you. Oh, but God got something better.
Amen.
God promised eternal life from the beginning. Adam and Eve wasn't supposed to never die.
Nope.
That was God never designed death for them.
Never.
But they choose death over life.
Yeah.
That's why we're here now.
We see man
doing the same thing, choosing death over life.
Eternal life. Amen.
He's choosing it. God isn't making them do it. Why can't we follow God? God give us tomorrow.
You know what
we'll do? We'll drink, smoke, and push dope. And cuss and lie, commit adultery, commit fornication,
steal,
rob, do everything what God says. Oh, tomorrow.
Yeah.
But we won't say, Lord, have mercy on our soul.
I repent,
God. Here am I. What must I do? We won't even pick up the Bible and read it.
All right.
That's the reason why the people, that's why we got to teach the people, because they won't read it. We ask, if you want to ask tomorrow night, you'll be in the book of Acts. And you have to ask them a question they can't even ask.
Mm-hmm. We'll be there.
And they can't ask it. Why? They don't study. Won't even read it, Brother William. What is wrong with it?
Gotta read.
They won't read it. So how you going to ask it? Well, then when you ask them that, see, brother, when you preach, they'll around like a little crowd. Brother, we been speaking on me. No, he's not. You should be ready. That's the message on Sunday. Are you ready to meet the Lamb?
Yeah.
If you're not, you're not going to heaven.
Yeah, get ready.
Get ready.
Praise the Lord.
Huh? Oh, Brother William, we got so much to do, brother.
Yeah.
We got to tell them. We got to just tell them straight up now. We can't let them get away with it. Now, if they get mad, we'll let them stay mad. Because the more they get mad, something's going to happen to them anyway.
Yeah.
They're either going to get it right or they're going to get it wrong.
Tell the truth, saying the devil.
But that's it. Because that's what it's going to take now.
Amen.
It's going to take some hard, I hate to say the word D-O-G, but some hard dog preaching. And that's just the way it's going to have to be. Because I look at the world today, it's falling over. Just falling, dying. I bet they had funerals today. They're going to have some tomorrow.
Yeah.
And tomorrow.
Amen.
And folks ain't even in Christ.
Right.
That's so sad. And the preachers won't tell them the truth because they don't have the truth. They tell them lies and say they're going to heaven in sin. Mm-hmm. Now, I know God said he condemns it, but we know man trying to get them in there. It won't work. Oh, Brother William, we're going to have to pay a price. It's going to cost me and you something. It's going to cost us something. It's going to cost us to teach them or leave them.
Suffer
with
the fruits.
That's it. Got to take up the cross.
Yeah.
And let's walk. That's all I can tell you. Take up the cross and let's walk. Because that's the last thing on earth we can do. The cross is the only thing. Go get it done.
Salvation
is the only thing going to get it done, Brother William. If we don't do it that way, we might as well drop it. I'm looking forward to Sunday.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to tomorrow, if God says so.
And we see the day of
Christ. Oh, Lord,
amen.
Anybody on the radio? Brother Parker, are you there?
Anybody any questions, Brother Brown? All right.
Well, Brother William, I will close it out.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and close our broadcast tonight. We're just glad, we're thankful for all of those who had an opportunity to be on this radio broadcast and to listen with us and to study the Word of God with us and to reason with the truth.
Amen.
We have nothing to offer but the truth.
Amen.
And each one of us must search within ourselves.
Amen.
We must look within ourselves. We must compare our thoughts, compare our faith and obedience to the written Word of God. And if they don't come in line and if they don't agree with each other, then we must repent in our heart.
Amen.
God is not a man that we should repent. God does not sin, but man sins. So man must change. We got to say no to lust and to sin and to Satan. We must say yes to God, to Jesus Christ,
and
his salvation. Praise the Lord. Let us have a word of prayer. Thank you, God, for this broadcast. Thank you, dear God, for your word.
Amen.
Thank you, dear God, for salvation in Christ Jesus. Thank you, dear God, for the hope of eternal life through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you, dear God, for the responsibility, the privilege to be responsible in handling your word rightly, in living according to your word for our own soul salvation. Help us, dear God, to save those that hear us as we speak truth.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus Christ, for all that you do, all that you have done, and what you will yet do in our lives. And
that,
in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Good night, brethren. Good night, everybody.